Governor Doug Ducey delivered his 8th and final State of the State address on Monday, becoming the first Arizona governor to do so in more than 30 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the risk of sounding repetitive, the state of our state is strong.
In that speech, the governor laid out a conservative agenda but was mum on details. Ducey is planning for more school choice expansion, cutting taxes one more time, and acting at border security, issues that likely won't see much, if any, support from Democrats. But his plan to invest $1 billion to boost the state's water supply could be a bipartisan achievement if lawmakers can find a way to cooperate this legislative session. With us now is KJZZ's Ben Giles to break down what Ducey said, what he didn't say, and how the state will be able to accomplish what the governor wants in his final year. Ben, good morning.
Hey, Steve.
As we mentioned, the speech was big on conservative policy, but light on detail. When are we going to hear more about the governor's plans?
Well, I expect a lot of that will be revealed later this week on Friday. That's when Ducey releases his budget proposal for the state of Arizona for the upcoming year. But a lot of it is also up to the Republican lawmakers, who gave Ducey several standing ovations on Monday and who also control by one vote each both chambers, the House and Senate, at the Capitol. For example, the governor vowed to sign legislation that would expand Arizona's school voucher program. That's the Empowerment Scholarship Account. He wants to boost transportation funding for parents choosing where to send their kids to school. Ducey vowed to sign pretty much any pro-school choice bill that Republicans send his way in this his final year in office.
And there's this thing that's been going on in our society for a couple of years. It's called COVID-19. We didn't seem to hear a lot about that in the governor's speech. What about that?
No, that was kind of mentioned in passing. You know, most Republicans at the Capitol, Ducey included, were giving off this, like, we're over it vibe. last year they didn't have a State of the State speech in person. It was done virtually, but Ducey went to the House to do it in person this year. He made a point to note how great it was to be in the House, shaking hands with people, seeing everyone's smiling faces in person, which just served to highlight how few Republicans were actually wearing masks during what was a hours-long event. Ducey's speech alone took just under an hour in a jam-packed House chamber. That's not exactly the CDC's best recommendations for how to live your life right now. And the governor did continue railing against school leaders and teachers who he accused of, pushing to shut down schools, but who are pushing for more mitigation measures or maybe even virtual learning while the Omicron variant is ravaging Arizona.
So water, Ben, is set to be a huge issue both during the session but also on the ballot come November. In introduction, we mentioned the fact that maybe this could be bipartisan. How does the governor plan to address their growing concern?
Well, this is one of his dream big scenarios. He actually invoked the Hoover Dam when he was talking about this $1 billion investment over the next 3 years, I should say. That's not an immediate $1 billion, but a gradual phasing in of that money. But he wants to put $1 billion into the state's drought mitigation fund. That, Ducey says, could lay the groundwork for a massive desalination project. We're talking about pumping water from the Sea of Cortez and making it drinkable. And the idea there is that Mexico gets the desalinated water, and in exchange, Arizona gets more of Mexico's share from the Colorado River. Ducey also, in an email, promised some new investments to make our water consumption more efficient, but we'll have to wait and see what that actually looks like.
The governor also likes to talk about taxes. When he first took office all those years ago, his goal was to cut taxes every year he was in office. In the speech, he was boasting about cutting taxes, including a flat tax. What's new on that front?
Well, that's another one of those. I'm sorry for not having a lot of details, but we'll just have to wait and see. Last year they did lower Arizona's tax rates to create this new flat tax, which Ducey boasted is the lowest in the nation. This year, I spoke to Republican Senator J.D. Mesner. He was a big proponent of that flat tax last year. And what he told me is he's actually grateful that Ducey was light on details about tax cuts, because it lets lawmakers dream things up and then pitch them to the governor. That's kind of how the flat tax came to be last year. The question is, what do voters have an appetite for? That flat tax is on hold. There's a referendum to bring it up to a vote in November of this year. Are they going to want to see lawmakers adopt another big tax cut after they just referred one to the ballot? We'll just have to wait and see.
And Ben, because we love talking about the politics of all these things, the governor made sure to call out Senators Kelly and Sinema while talking about the border. So, as we see the battle for the Senate nomination, Is Governor Ducey floating the idea of a Senate run here?
You know, the governor has said pretty explicitly in the past, no, I am not running for the Senate. But that didn't stop some of the people I talked to yesterday commenting that, wow, this sure sounded like a campaign speech from Governor Ducey today. Less a policy speech, more of just a laundry list of conservative policies. I do think it's worth mentioning he's the head of the Republican Governors Association. And while he's not running for office this year, he is trying to write the playbook for other Republicans. And he's talked a lot about Glenn Youngkin's victory, a Republican in Virginia. I think that's why you saw such a big focus on education, because they saw that as a winning issue in another state. But specifically on Kelly and Sinema, what Ducey called out is he wants them to not vote for anything in Congress. He wants them to block all legislation until the Biden administration does things like boost border security and build more fences at the border, build more barriers, which are things I think we can all agree are probably not going to happen under the Biden administration. So again, more politics there, I think, than an actual policy that is going to happen.
All right. KJZZ's Ben Giles. Ben, good luck over the next 5-6 months, however long the session lasts.
Not that long, please.
Thanks.
Thanks.